Being joined on Radio On The Go Sports by AP Girls Track and Field Coach Alex Pollock. Ends up being a second place finish here at the NICL Mega Track and Field Meet. 77.5 points behind champion Grundy Center's 96. And Coach, you and me were just talking how you kind of were hoping for a top four finish, but it sounds like almost exceeded your expectations in a way. Can you just tell me a little bit about your thoughts on being able to come home second place here tonight?
We were just hoping for upper third, upper fourth finish in the conference, because it's a unbelievable conference. This meet truly prepares us for the district meet next week. In fact, I think this one's more competitive and deeper than our district. So I think it gets us ready to go. We put together some really good relays tonight, and we were hoping that we could score some points here or there, but we were consistent. Some girls, really, obviously, end of the year running their best, and even some individual events that I just saying, hey, can you get a point here, to help us in the team race? And we end up, placing pretty high. So we're just really proud of our girls for their fight tonight. I know, everybody's kind of sore and dinged up right now, but really came out, and we're a really tough team tonight, so that was fun to see.
And you could probably call it a statistical anomaly that you had no conference champs but still were able to finish second place, but that just goes to show the overall consistency as a team, right? Because you just go on down the line, a lot of those top five, top three types of finishes. So even though you didn't take home a single individual title, it just goes to show the overall depth of this team.
For sure. I think you can look back at like last year's team. We had some stars last year. Obviously you win a couple state titles at the state meet and all that. Like it's, you've got some individuals that are phenomenal. This year, we don't have those that are, the elite ones. But what we do have is we've got a lot of girls that, number one, they work extremely hard. And number two, they're very similar. Really similar. So our depth is better than it's been. And so I think we've got a competitive thing going on in practice right now, which causes us to work harder, which causes us to, I think be a closer team. And you saw it tonight with all the girls that we had running 200s tonight, all the different girls that we had running 400s and stuff like that. So, we're getting there. We were a little nervous coming into this, because we hadn't gotten to where we were thinking we would be, but you feel a whole lot better after tonight and seeing all the great results that we had and stuff.
You bet. Again, a lot of great results. Any, individuals or any of the relays that you count on specifically, shout out for their efforts. I know we could go on down the line, I suppose, but anyone that kind of, specifically impressed you here tonight?
Well, we can go down the line. Distance medley, big PR, 4x2, huge PR. Ella Butcher in the open 2, never saw that coming. She's a phenomenal athlete, great kid. But then she comes out of lane 1 and goes and gets second place in the meet and runs a 26.1, which is not far off our school record. Had no idea that could happen. Our 4x1 ran a great time tonight. Sprint medley was better, 4x8, huge PR. So we just go down the line. Shuttle hurdle, another huge PR tonight. So you go down the line, all of our relays were so much better tonight, and a couple of individuals that had, Ava Eddy in the 400 hurdles had a great night. Our 1500 runners, Osterkamp and Boozman, both PR. So like we go down the line and just, it was a really good night, So hopefully we can continue to, have a good meet on Monday, just trying to, finish some things up, finalize some things, and then obviously the big district meet on Thursday where we got to be at our best.
You bet. I'm kind of thinking back to last year where you kind of progressed all the way up through the year to a fifth place finish at the state meet last year. Not to say that came out of nowhere, but is it kind of a similar vibe this year as far as how the team's kind of progressing and, starting to kind of peak at the right time?
Yeah, it kind of feels like that. It's so hard to tell the way we train. We use the meets as really our hard conditioning. We don't do a ton of killer practices or anything like that because we want to stay healthy. So it's kind of a mystery as to where exactly we're going to be. But what we do know is we're at our best right now in the season. We're pretty healthy right now, which is the goal, obviously. And I think our girls gained a lot of confidence tonight. So where that takes us, I have no idea. but we feel a whole lot better about it tonight than we did even a week ago.
Mm-hmm. And again, you mentioned it, but one more week till state qualifying. What are the biggest goals throughout this next week before you go into that meet at Grundy Center here next Thursday night?
Well, you know, continue to be healthy and making sure that we're doing everything that we can to stay healthy. And that's, you know, obviously that's physically, but mentally as well. I mean, that goes a long way. You know, continue to work on handoffs. Like, we don't really work on handoffs much throughout the year because we use a ton of different combinations with relays. We worked on them a lot this week and it showed tonight. So that was good to see. And then there's just, you know, just some little things that we gotta, you know, make sure that we're, you know, continuing to do, but, you know, mostly is just, you know, continue to do what we've done. And I think our girls, like I said, have got confidence for that. And that's exciting.
All right. Any final thoughts here tonight?
Just a great night. Really good night. You know, beautiful night. And it gives you a great feel of what it's going to be at the district in Grundy Center a week from tonight. So I'm pretty excited.
All right. AP Girls Track Field Coach Alex Pollock on the second place finish here tonight. Appreciate the time and congrats on being conference runner-ups.
Thank you.